So I just want to mention then that a summarization is just, you know, comprised of one or two paraphrases that tie together important themes in what your client has been telling you over a period of time.
那么总结呢，其实就是在你来访者告诉你这一段时间啊，就是在比如说一个阶段或者是一个会谈当中跟你所讲的内容，你呢用一个或者两个事宜紧密的把它总结概括出来。
So we talked about the difference between paraphrases and summarizations. Are there any questions about that?
那么就示意和总结我们讲了这两种技巧之间的区别，大家有没有任何问题呢？
If not, then I want to also remind you that when you do a summarization, you don't want, I don't think you need to repeat every detail that the client says.
那么如果没有问题的话，那就总结的话，不是说你简单的去重复来访者任何细节性的信息了。
Because that would be kind of irritating and not very natural.
那这样因为非常就让来访者感觉很不自然啊。
And all you want to do then is try to, you know, as you hear these repeated theme, then try to help the client to even notice it by organizing it into a helpful summary.
其实总结呢，就是当你听到来访者有重复性的主题的内容的时候呢，你帮助他概括组织起来。
Since you're, you know, you want to use an element of tentativeness in your tone of voice, just in case what you think is a theme isn't really there.
那么你最好是使用一个就是探寻式的这样的一个语气哈，在你的声调和表达当中哈，因为你的这个概括和总结可能未必完全像来访者那么就是未必准确。
So when you summarize, you know, I mean, there's certain times to summarize, and one time is when you want to help the client to notice the themes that are, you know, that you notice in what they're telling you.
那么在什么时候进行总结呢？一个就是帮助来访者发现他们在向你表达，在向你讲述的时候的一个主要的一个你观察到的你一个主要的议题。
So, you know, for instance, if there's a topic that every time they talk about it, they seem to start to cry or feel very angry about, then that could suggest an important area that they might need to work on.
那比如说，举例，来访者一提到这个可能就会哭起来，或者一提起来就动怒了，那这个可能是他们需要去进行的，就需要去，你需要去指出来，去强调他们需要去解决的一个问题。比如说第一次结束快要结束的时候，你可以进行这样的总结，说我注意到你在这次咨询中几次提到你先生让你非常的愤怒，也许这个是我们可以关注的议题。
Another time to use a summarization is when you want to regulate the pace of a session and give it some focus.
那还有一个可以用到总结的时机呢，就是你想控制这个会谈的进程或者掌控这个节奏的时候你使用。
A lot of students will say to me that what are they going to do? The client is talking so much.
有好多学生问李老师说，你如果一来就是碰到一个来访者话唠的，一进来就滔滔不绝的，你怎么办？比如说一个来访者一进来就向你连续叙述了很多的细节，哎呀，这个星期简直太糟了，我跟我朋友吵架，丢了皮包，又摔倒伤了脚。总结就是，那在你继续之前请暂停一下，的确听起来这个星期你遇到了一连串不顺利的事情。
Essentially, a summarization can be your friend. It can help you to cope with lots of details and help you and the client to see more clearly.
那其实呢，总结呢可以是使你一个非常好的朋友和助手啊，帮助你和来访者能够就是去概括起来，然后能够把很多的细节串起来，然后进行一个这样的概括。
You can also use a summarization to review progress, such as at the start or the end of a session, or after your client takes an important step forward.
那还有就是在回顾进程的时候，你也可以使用到总结，比如说在就是开始一个会谈，或者是在结束尾声的时候，或者要在开始一个新的步骤的时候，你都可以用到总结。 比如说这个在第二次会谈开始的时候，你可以进行这样的总结，说上次我们见面谈到你先生去世以后日子对你有多么多么的艰难。
The last two reasons for summarizations are the same as for paraphrasing, to make sure that you understand your client accurately and also then to convey accurate empathy.
那么还有就是为什么用总结，就是跟示意是一样的，就是要确保你是有准确的听到对方，也表达你在理解，在共情。